So you worked with the London School of Economics on this report. Why did you do this and what were your findings?
So we were very fortunate in that we were approached directly by them. So there was some third year politics, philosophy and economics students who wanted to do some research study for us. So we asked them to do a piece of work around the access to information scheme, specifically around helping us with the guidance we want to provide to housing associations to help them prepare for the advent of ATIS. And we provided them with 50 FOI requests that we had put into local authorities. So we randomly selected 50 local authorities. And we asked them how many requests for information under the Freedom of Information Act they'd received each month over the last 12 months on the subject of their housing provision. And also we asked them, if possible, which specific area of housing service provision the requests were about. So we did that initial piece of work for the students and sent them all the responses that we'd received for them to complete their analysis. And broadly, what they found was that categorisation was key. So the local authorities who had clear categorisation systems and were able to capture and record the information and were clear about what they were being asked, invariably their data was then clearer. So they were able to tell us exactly how many they'd received, what the subjects were about, and which specific area of service provision, and provide a detailed breakdown. So we found that 26 of the local authorities were able to do that. Two of the local authorities weren't able to provide us any information at all. And the other local authorities were able to provide some information, but not a detailed breakdown. And what they found in terms of themes was that overwhelmingly the main area of service provision that local authorities were asked about was about repairs. And that was well over half of all requests that they received were about repairs. And they also found that the local authorities who performed better and were more efficient at answering their FOI requests had frequently asked question sections on their website that they routinely kept updated. And that meant that they had to spend less time dealing with each individual new request because they could simply signpost to the information already on their website.